Hello, my name is Bianca, and I'm returning the call from Arch Top Fiber. May I speak to the person that requested this callback?
Yeah, you are speaking to her now.
All right, and how can I help you?
I want to start your service.
Okay, so you want to set up services, okay. And be more than happy to assist you with that. And let's see
tell me, how does it work? What's the overlap with my current service, which is Spectrum?
What do you mean, what's the overlap?
Well, I don't want to be without my internet connections. So I assume that when you install one, the other is uninstalled. Is that how it works?
No, ma'am. The other service will still stay connected until you disconnect it with that provider.
Okay. But you can install before I disconnect.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's do
it. All right. Perfect. And let's see here. One moment. I'm getting my program up. It's taking a slow, precious time. Sound like you're drinking some good coffee or tea.
I'm sorry?
I said it sounded like you're drinking some good coffee or tea.
That you can hear me swallow?
No, I heard it's like a sipping sound, like you're trying to be, you know.
Oh, wow. I certainly am.
It sounded like coffee or tea vibes, that's all.
I wish I could offer you a cup.
I shall need one. I definitely
so tell
need
me,
one.
As long as I have you on the phone, it seems mm-hmm. as though you're taking over my whole block in Rhinebeck. I gather business is very, very good for you these days.
Yeah, there are a lot of people getting very interested in the services. A lot are like previous Spectrum customers. I have Spectrum, and I wish I could get rid of them too. As soon as it becomes something else is available in my area, I want to get rid of Spectrum too. So,
I have no problem with Spectrum, but your prices, you know, Spectrum is close to $300 now for me. And you're coming in
wow.
at something like 98, right? And I've had no problem with Spectrum, and so I called them to see if they were going to become competitive with you, and they said, "No, we're not."
Wow. And what is your house number?
It's number 71 Livingston Street.
And the zip code.
Is 12572.
Is it Livingston Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And you've already done, I think, two or three others on our block.
Okay, perfect. And is this a home or a business?
It's a home.
And what plan were you interested in? We have the 1 gig for $79.99 and the 2 gig for $99.99.
Well, you tell me. I think the 1 gig is more than enough.
Okay. For $79.
I have one television, phone, and a laptop.
Okay, yeah, that's way more than enough.
And I'm not on the laptop all the time.
I got it. All right, and do you need any extenders, Wi-Fi extenders?
I don't know what that means.
Wi-Fi extenders, if you have like if you have a smaller home, then you definitely don't need one because the service will be able to cover your entire home. But if you have like a two-story house or a three-story house, then you may need a Wi-Fi extender. So it just all depends.
No, I have a two-story house, but the other thing that's on the second floor is a telephone extension.
Okay, so, all right, I got you. And would you be interested in
nothing else on it?
I got you. And would you be interested in our home phone service?
In your, I'm sorry, in your, did you say in your telephone service?
Telephone, yes. Are you interested in telephone?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, I would like a package, a complete package.
Okay, now the telephone service lines is $24.99.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, do you want to bring over your current number or you're going to get a new number?
No, I want my current number.
All right. And what's the phone number?
845-516-5079.
All right. So that's 845-516-5079?
Yes.
Yes. All right. And do you need the jacks installed at the location or you already have telephone jacks?
I have telephone jacks, but they're attached to my Spectrum modem router.
Okay, gotcha.
One is. The others are just plugged in to the wall. But the service is
gotcha.
Connected. Yeah, to the
But do you have like the actual jack, like the box that's on the wall? Do you have that already?
A box that's on the wall? I have a box that's on the floor.
The telephone jack box. You know, like the little box. Or is everything just brought in through the cable and it's all connected on a little server of different things? Is that how it is?
Well, I think it's basically all connected on the server. For the extensions,
gotcha.
I have two extensions, and they plug into they plug into
I gotcha. I know exactly what you're saying. That's what I was saying. I was just wondering if you had like the actual name. That's all. So I get what you're saying. All right, so we may have to go ahead and install telephone jacks. How many telephone jacks are you needing? Are you needing just one?
I have two. Three.
You need three. All right. And would you like an additional phone line or you just need that one phone line?
No, the one phone line is fine.
All right. All right, one moment. One moment, I'm just filling out this form for you to get your number ported over, so give me 1 second. Thank you. All right, sorry about that. So I just had to make sure I get that in there.
I'm in no hurry.
Thank you for your patience.
That's okay. You're welcome.
And how long have you had your home number?
This home number, I would say maybe 11 years.
Oh, okay. All right, so I just want to verify your address. I have you at 71 Livingston Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
That is correct.
All right, and do you own or rent this property?
I own it.
All right, and are you currently running wires? How are your utilities being ran into your home? Is it overhead, like your electricity? Is it ran in a pole overhead your home, or is it underground?
Yes. It's on an overhead pole. But you've already installed a couple of people on the block, and we all have the same setup.
Gotcha.
It's a village street.
Perfect.
So we're all off poles.
And is your billing address the same as your service address?
No, my billing address is 522 West End Avenue, New York, New York, 10024, and that's apartment 1A.
Is it New York, New York, and what's the zip code again?
10024.
0024. And you said apartment
1A.
All right, I'm going to read this back to you. One second. All right, so I have your billing address is 522 West End Avenue, apartment 1A, New York, New York, 10024.
That is correct.
Perfect. All right, and can I get the spelling of your first name?
Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
And your last name?
Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
All right, and a good email address for you?
Is MorrisonCatherine3, the number 3, at gmail.com.
Got it. And a good phone number for you
is at the house where you'll be installing, it's 845-516-5079. And if you need a cell for a backup or no.
So which one would be your primary number? Let me say that.
My primary number, I wouldn't know how you describe that because I divide my between the cell phone and the landline?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the landline, definitely.
Okay. All right, but let me go ahead and get your cell number just in case there's an issue with your landline.
Yeah, absolutely, because the landline is, I only take the cell if I'm, on the road
right,
or something. So you want the cell phone? Did I give you the landline or the cell phone?
You gave me the landline. I need the cell phone
number
now.
It's 917-327-2017.
Thank you. And how would you like to be contacted? Would you like to be contacted by phone, email, text, or all?
Well, I think the email is my fail-safe. I look at that all the time. The landline is only when I'm in Rhinebeck because I split my time between New York City and Rhinebeck. So I think the email is the fail-safe.
Perfect. All right, so I have you for the email, and I'm going to go over this information as well, and also I'm going to reach you the disclosures for signing up for email alerts. So I have your first name is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, and I have your last name is M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, And then I have your last name, first name, the number 3@gmail.com for your email. I have your home phone. It's 845-516-5679. And I have your cell.
No, stop there. Stop there. It's 5079.
5079.
845-516-5079.
Got it. See, that's why we have those.
Absolutely. Go back over it.
That's why I go back over it.
Right. That's good thing to do. Right.
All right. And then I have your cell number is 917-327-2017.
Yes, correct.
All right, and then you want email alerts, and I do have to read you the disclosures for having email alerts. And that alert is, do you agree to receive marketing information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office clicking. Perfect.
Yes. Okay.
And your And you are porting over from Spectrum.
Now, when will this installation occur?
Now, our installation dates are scheduled 5 days out. So I could possibly get you scheduled here for sometime next week. Or, I'm sorry, within this week. So the earliest day that we may have available would be Friday.
That's Friday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
This coming week.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that'll be fine because I have to leave here by Saturday.
Okay, so
Friday will be good.
Okay,
I mean,
so
this week will be good.
Gotcha, and I'll definitely let you know. Now, also, by getting your number ported over from Spectrum, please keep your phone number connected until the porting has been moved from Spectrum over to us.
Oh, I'm not going to. Of course I'm going to not have anything removed by Spectrum until I'm fully hooked up to you.
Perfect.
And it'll work out because my Spectrum bill is not due till the 30th.
Okay,
so I have
gotcha.
Plenty of time to cut it off without getting stuck for an extra month.
Perfect. All right. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score, and we just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can bypass the credit check, and you will automatically be required to pay a $50 deposit.
No, so you can do the credit check. That's fine.
All right. Hi, and what is your social security number?
118-284-6300.
All right, and just be sure I have it correct. Repeat it one more time. Ms. Catherine?
Yes.
Yes, just to be sure I have it correct, can you repeat it for me one more time?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 118-284-6300.
All right, you're all good to go. So no deposit for you. And
thank you.
No problem. Now, we do offer a $5 or a $10 discount. You have to sign up for paperless billing and also enroll in ACH.
What is ACH?
When you get auto pay through your banking with your banking information with your routing and account number.
I would like that very much. I'd like an auto pay.
Okay, perfect. So then instead of your bill being $79.99, it will be $69.99.
$59.99.
Wow. $6.99. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. And is this a checking or a savings account?
This is a checking account.
All right, and go ahead with the routing number first.
I have to get my checkbook to give you the routing number, don't I? Okay.
No problem. Okay.
Isn't this what I have been warned about to never give out over the phone?
That's true.
Isn't this what my children warned me about?
It definitely is.
How do I know you're not, you know, some dreadful scammer?
Exactly. That'd be the big question.
Right.
That's definitely the big question.
Okay, the routing number, you want the checkbook number? The routing number is the number to the left?
Yes, the routing is to the left, is 9 digits.
Okay. There's one with a colon, and then it's 021-000-21. 021-000-21.
Okay, so is there two zeros at the front? Is it 00?
No, there's 10 at the front. So it's 021-00002.
Got it.
And it looks like a 1 after that.
All right, and go ahead with your account number.
0921-225-70-3373.
Got it. And just to be sure it's correct, can you repeat those numbers? Well, not your routing number, your account number again.
0921-225-70-3303. I'm sorry, 3373.
Perfect. All right. Lauren, I have you here for your additional $10 off.
So that brings it monthly to
69. Well, with your phone, it will be, 1 second. 69.99 to $94.98.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
You have been up and down the street here with your truck on Livingston Street. And one by one, my neighbors have signed up.
Okay. And
so when the most technologically sophisticated guy signed up, I decided it's time for me.
Got it. All right. And is there anything that this installer should be aware of on your property? Do you have any dogs, any buried
no,
wires?
Nothing. No, okay. Nothing. But if they could call me first to make the appointment, I'd like to be sure that I'm here for them.
Perfect.
So a call or an email would be fine.
Got it.
With a time frame.
All right, perfect.
Is that it for us?
One moment. Okay, I also just have to get you your disclosures, and then we will be near the end here. All right, now it states that any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of services. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding the terms of service, billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bill online by setting up an eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in with the email address you provided to me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of the service as they change from time to time as posted on their website, including the equipment to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yes, so do you agree to the disclosures?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Are you still there? Yes, you're here.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Okay, so for an appointment time to get you set up for installation, I do have an appointment time for August the 30th. I have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. Which
and
one
what
is better
day, excuse you, what day of the week is the 30th?
The Friday.
Can we do it on Thursday? Can you find something for me on the day before?
I have nothing for Thursday. I'm sorry.
Nothing for Thursday.
The earliest I have is Friday.
And what time Friday is the earliest?
It's 8 a.m.
No, that's too early.
I also have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m.
Let's do a 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Got it.
And that's Friday, 10 a.m.
Yes, ma'am. So I have your appointment time set up for August the 30th, 2024. Again, that is this Friday coming up at 10 a.m. And the appointment can last anywhere between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I will send you a email confirmation. I'm going to put your... I'm going to leave your house number there because they'll just call your house number. I will say they'll try to send you a text message, but I'll just leave your house number and just have them give you a call.
Well, they can send me a text message as well because I'll be looking for it probably.
Okay, so send. Okay, got it.
Yeah, text and or email.
Okay, got it.
But in the meantime, it's Friday at 10 a.m.
Yes, ma'am. Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, no problem. And I'll put also add a note here to please call before arriving. All right, and I got you scheduled, Ms. Morrison, and you should receive an email confirmation there soon. And I do want to thank you for using our services. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't, but thank you so much.
No problem. It was my pleasure. And also check your email to set up your eCare account to manage your services.
Oh, I will do that. Thank you.
No problem. I do want to thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.